heard those terms.
Or which of those are common to you?
Well, courting, I believe, more so.
And if you're talking about this boy and girl, you'd say he is her
boyfriend.
And or she is, or
she is his girlfriend.
All right. And they and when they're out on a date and romancing, you might say they do a lot of
dating.
Now, but the kissing is the word I'm thinking. But the other kinds of words, you know, that you know, especially.
Making.
All right. Well, that's pretty mild. How about older fashion terms for that same thing, like
kissing?
Yeah. How about bussing or smooching or spooning?
Yes.
Which of those?
Well, I'd say spooning, maybe.
Okay, and if they were all set to get married, and then she changed her mind, and you might say she did what? She
backed down, or backed off.
And but doing to him, you might say she gave him. Jimmy's like to say she gave him the gaze, or gave him the axe, or the mitten, or turned him off, or.
Walking papers.
Okay. But if she didn't, they went ahead and got
married.
And the man who stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride is called the
maid of honor.
There's one of those, but then there might be a couple of others. Brides.
Maids.
You would say the whole thing, please. Bride.
Bridesmaid.
Alright. And a noisy kind of celebration after the wedding, maybe after the couple comes back from their honeymoon, or maybe before.
I heard they call different things, such as chivalrying and.
Now chivalry, was that practice fairly common? In,
yes.
Could you describe that for me?
Well, they would go and make a lot of noise around the house and go in and get the groom, bring him out and ride him on the rail and put the woman in a wash tub and they used to make kind of a big affair out of it.
When there's music plays and people get out on the floor, you'd call that a
dancing.
And if you wanted to know if someone's driving near the school, you'd say you better drive slowly when you're around the school, because at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, school
is out.
All right. Would you use something like lets out or turns out?
Well, no, I think I'd say school is out.
All right. And if someone might want to know when school begins in the fall, they might ask when does. They might call up the principal and say when does school
open?
All right. And a person, a boy doesn't attend class, supposed to be in school, but he doesn't go to school. His parents think he's in school, though. You'd say he
is absent or he's skipping classes.
All right. Would you ever use wade out or play hooky?
Well, I have heard of co-played hooky.
All right. And a person goes to school in order to get a good
education.
And if he gets out of high school, he might go on to
college.
When he gets out of kindergarten, he might go into the
primary.
All right, and would you call that the first?
Grammar school.
Person sits behind the teacher sits behind a
desk,
and all the students they sit behind. Might be the same thing.
Desk.
Yeah. Would that be plural? They all sit behind. Say in that room there are 40.
You want me to say desk or?
Yeah, well that's plural.
It'd be,
yeah.
Desk would be plural.
Okay.
Same way I put.
Okay.